Cooling is expected in the Midwest as we move forward into the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday time period. But the cool-off will probably not last too terribly long. Certainly it will be welcome, though. Temperatures are likely to fall back into the 70s and 80s across northern portions of the Midwest as we get into the heart of the weekend. The lower portions of the Midwest will probably not be quite so cool, but 80s and some lower 90s will likely occur. The southwestern corner of the corn and soybean production area will likely be warmest, and some of those areas could see temperatures in the lower to middle 90s at times, with one day perhaps temperatures back as cool as the upper 80s. Now, the cool-off is going to be somewhat short-term and not likely to last too long. We will see warmer weather coming back across the region next week, but we will not see the kind of heat that we've had here recently, and most of the Midwest will likely see temperatures staying in a seasonably warm range. A lot of middle 80s through the lower 90s expected across a big part of the region. Maybe a couple of lower 80s in the far north. There may also be some upper 90s in the far southwest. As we get closer to the middle part of next week, I think there is a chance we could get a little bit warmer still in the southwestern Corn Belt, but that is going to be largely a function of this Tropical Depression 5 and where it ends up going. Tropical Depression 5 is still well to the east of the Windward Islands here this morning. The storm is expected to cross over the Windward Islands and into the Caribbean Sea as we get into late tomorrow and into the weekend. The storm will then move towards the Yucatan Peninsula, and that's where the National Hurricane Center leaves the storm on Sunday. The storm system from there could have influence on U.S. weather in a dramatic way, or it could just end up being a rather small event, and that's what the big debate's going to be about for the next few days. The odds are relatively good that the system will probably have influence on Texas, and we'll see what happens to it as time moves on. But at the moment, some of the models say that the storm could do all kinds of things. One model set, the NOGAPS, suggests that the storm system could move into Florida. The various GFS model runs have suggested that perhaps South Texas or even the upper Texas coast could be impacted by the storm, with the latter solution going through upper Texas in upper Texas coastal areas into a part of West Texas and then up into the central U.S. plains. Some of that seems a little questionable. So we're going to have to sit back and wait for another day or two to watch how the models actually decide what's going to happen with this storm system. I still feel a little bit doubtful that this storm will likely come up into the heart of the Midwest and bring the kind of relief that everybody's looking for. So for right now, I think we'll look for rain totals across the Midwest running a quarter to three quarters of an inch in this first week of the outlook, with some local amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches, and the likelihood of much cooler temperatures occurring over the course of the weekend. And then, of course, we'll see somewhat warmer weather next week. The second week of the two-week outlook across the Midwest should produce another a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of rain, with a few locations maybe getting a little bit more. And again, I think the bottom line stays about the same. We expect the majority of crops to not necessarily see a dramatic improving trend. In fact, there will only be pockets of improvement out there. The precipitation will certainly be welcome wherever it occurs, and I do think that a big part of the Midwest will be impacted by rain at one time or another. But the bottom line is that temperatures, even with them cooling down into the 80s, are still too warm to counter the evaporation process on this moisture, and so the odds are fairly good that we'll likely end up with still a struggle for a lot of crops across the region. If we're going to look for a significant improvement in late season crops, we need to lay down 1 to 2 inches of rain first, and then we can spit and spat rainfall after that and support the crop in the long haul. But until we can generate a generalized rain event, I'd say the odds are pretty much against a general improvement in crop conditions for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.